you got some.
And here is just for you, so
relax yourself and listen in.
'Cause this is something that you don't wanna miss. That's what you like.
If you got some,
here is just for you.
It's today. Turn your dials a bit. It's Blog Talk Radio.
X to the M.
Fault causing my inner core to
why am I even wasting my time singing this song to you? I thought I was done with you, walking like a lioness. That's the way it looks to most. Deep down, I'm still hurting so much. You don't deserve these tears. Listen up loud and clear. Smiling when you see my face. That's the game we play. Memories I will erase. And soon forget your name.
Now I walk around with this broken heart. Glued back together. Without you forever and ever. Now I walk around with this broken heart. Together, without you forever and ever.
Angel falling out the sky, right into the arms of you. Lost inside your innocent eyes, devil in a sweet disguise. Wish I could ask you why. If I would've played my part, pain would be my best friend. Thinking happiness is my sin, I'm not that girl no more. I've walked out of that door.
See my face, that's the game we play. Memories I will erase and soon forget your name.
Now I walk around with this broken heart. Glued back together without you forever and ever.
Now I walk around with this broken heart.
Glued back together.
Songs are playing in the Cadillac. I've been ill since 89. You just catching on? That's fine. Here's a store credit. Now let me make you a believer so you don't have to wait for that dream to come true. I came through the dough, got a pound of respect. Not a pound of that mess, but that's what you'd expect. I am not a rapper, I am an entertainer. Rappers know the words to their songs. Entertainers make you sing along. And just by me singing that, I've started a fight. That's how you know the truth hurts. Cause folks is proud of they little bitty songs. But won't give you a reason to spend a dime. And getting mad's the most that's been done since take one. Show me your skills, don't show me your dollar bills. You know how many times I made a dollar? Plenty of them, you sound like him. That's why nobody shook your hand when you got off stage, and you stood there like a bump on a log. And we was bored the whole night. To work the underground, you gotta do more than just hold the mic. But y'all don't know no better, so I'ma let you make it and see it for yourself. Take it how you wanna take it. Underground,
underground,
hey,
underground,
hey,
underground,
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 for yourself.
Underground,
underground,
uh-huh,
underground,
hey,
underground,
uh-huh,
underground,
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 for yourself.
Yep.
Underground,
underground,
okay,
underground,
okay,
listen.
Underground.
They got me listening for noise, it's annoying me like drip drop faucets, so just get off it. I make you listen like the teacher is talking, you gon' show to be walking to the corner. I wish I could give you this feeling, I'm the troublemaker, created the issue, I'm sticking with you, filing you like a transcript. So when the man spit it is out of my hands, listen and understand, 9 times out of 10 it's in Sanskrit. Been out of focus now, I'm Windex down, so take a listen, I'm in mint condition, convincing the pretty Browns. Yeah, I've been around even though the game changed, it's still the same thing, it's just got a new CBA. I started a quality control mission, I'm waiting for it to take a hold. It isn't, and this is getting old. Listen, we are up to our ears with these little flows, and I refuse to let it poison me anymore. You're on your top cat, I need you on your dynamo. You claim your flow is so dynamic, it ain't shining, no. And most of the reason for it is you don't listen. Instead of doing something different, you wanna twinkle and glisten. And in mere minutes, I'm swimming over sharks in the dark. So go on and test your metal, we got medals, in fact several. Stay grade A while you grade on the curve. So if you ain't paying attention, this could get on your nerves. I strike nerves, Cliff leaguing them, I'm leaving them disbelieving. Become the reason for the season, either love it or you leave it. Take it or leave it, soon to make apparent every secret. And I hope you got your ears on when they leak it. It's underground,
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 for yourself.
Underground,
once again,
underground,
underground.
It's just my interpretation,
underground,
of the situation.
Underground,
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 for yourself.
Underground,
feel that.
Underground,
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 underground, for yourself.
Well, that's gonna beat down the
bottom. Underground, for yourself.
Hey, what's up? This is Ricchetti, and I'm listening to the Neo Soul Show, powered by X2TheL.com. Baby, check it out. You got me mesmerized with your brown eyes and your beautiful smile. Street poetry is my everyday. With every step you take, I hope you pass my way. Another time I'll give you a try, but if you knew trouble, man, you might pass me by. You like I'm brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. What about Guyanese? You know, far from basic. Brooklyn girls, you know we keep it fresh and real. I'm a pretty little something on a New York street, but this is how I represent over this here beat. Yeah, you took me out, but sex was on your mind for the whole damn route. Your mind was in a frenzy in a horny state, but I couldn't drop down cause you couldn't relate. Slow it down. I met this dude from Philly and he said that we should kick it. We smoked the L and reminisce about our past seasons. I stroked his ego and he stroked my on the weekend. Making
all these promises will drive me crazy. Wondering if my pride got me feeling too strong. Far too long, maybe I'm wrong. The abstract is really so unnice. The characters a man never ever mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving. And it ain't nothing nice, yeah. It ain't nothing nice, yeah, yeah. So break it down like this and break it down like this and break it down like this and
true love is hard to find, but in the meantime you should go ahead and give me a try, a try. Waiting on the corner, waiting on the line, waiting for you each and every time.
Something about you just makes me weak. Makes me complete.
Shining down on me, day sunny and free. Got a feeling that you'll keep me safe from harm. It's me and you, we got something. And in this world you can get lost, but with you as my guide, you make me complete.
Complete. Ba 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 ba. I got a new home. And in this world you can get lost, but with you as my guide I feel safe. Here in your arms I'm safe from trouble, and I feel that it's real with you.
Hey y'all, this is Jungle Ace and you listen to the Neo Soul Show, powered by X to the Air. Oh yeah.
I was wondering if sometimes, somehow, somewhere, you can feel me.
Can you feel me?
Can you feel me?
I wasn't ready to quit. happiness. You took it away from me. You left me in empty space. I tried to fill up with some shadows of you, some men from the dark that I met in my heart, in my back, yeah. Ooh, I shouldn't play with my sensitive heartbeat. Nah, nah, nah. Now the rhythm of my life under pressure. Need your healing to avoid the suffocation. Yeah. Too much. Ooh, now the love of my life is gone, and I'm waiting for the final gun. Come and please give me the last shot. Don't need to grieve if your mind just fell apart. Don't need to wait if someone lives in your heart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Gone, 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 gone. I'm sorry for all those misunderstandings.
Gone, 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 gone.
To forget you, no love like this before you. Forgive me, believe me.
Pineapple seductively,
rub it on her body just like that. Look into her eyes so lovingly. Kiss her softly while you touch her back. Make it so that she will never want to leave. Guarantee that she will come right back. You can do this any day of the week. And I know she'll be loving that.
No one has ever been so creative. And all day I have been anticipating, no. Now this fruit is my personal favorite. Can't wait to have you next to me. Just can't wait till next week.
Love and take a sip.
Go by the name T. Mitch, and I am one half of the dynamic duo of Soulgasm. You're listening to the Neo Soul Show, powered by XCityL.com.
Well, don't you sound professional when you say that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Very nice. It is 10:30 p.m. and you are live on the greatest neo soul show on the web, powered by XTDL.com, where T. Mitch and myself are ready to deliver to you 60 minutes of neo soulgasm. What's going on, man?
I'm doing really, really good, man. I'm excited that you liked the drop. I didn't know how you were going to feel about it. I didn't know, you know, I didn't run it by you first. So, I was a little nervous, I ain't going to lie.
Sounded good, man.
Appreciate that. I'm just waiting for you to do your own so, you know, we can open the show with yours.
Well, we'll get there eventually.
What's going on, man? Now?
Hey, man, another day, you know. Trying.
How's Selena Kyle treating you?
Oh, fantastic. I'm the man right now.
Riding smooth with everything. How was your week, man? You know, I actually didn't get to catch up with Q-Man this week for the most part. So how was your week since the last time we talked?
Not too bad, actually. You know, I mean, nothing spectacular, but, you know, I got some popcorn from Chicago, and I don't know if you know about the Chicago popcorn, but it's real serious.
Okay, all right. I know a little bit about the popcorn from Chicago, but how coincidental that tonight's show we will talk about popcorn from Chicago. But I know a little bit about it, though. But as you know, and as anybody else that's been keeping up with me knows, I am stressed out. But the stress is coming to an end, and I'm feeling really good. I got family in town. I don't really know how I feel about that, but they're here. And cleaned out my room today, so I'm officially moved out of West Orange.
Wow.
So, you know, things of that nature going on. The weather has been absolutely ridiculous, but, you know, I think I'd rather it'd be really, really hot and really, really cold right now. So, you know, just feeling pretty good, man.
Yeah, that's good. And yeah, I'm sure it is very stressful.
Yeah. Yeah. At a moment there where I was like, yo, I understand now why Q talks about things the way he talks about things. So, like, just, you know, talk to me, man. What's going on with you? I haven't been able to watch TV. I don't know what's going on. Talk to me about something, man. What are we rapping about tonight?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the world. Depends on what specifically you want to talk about. But, you know, there's always things going on in the news. Not that I've been that much keeping up, but, I mean, I know that yesterday was a pretty rough day for a lot of people that take the turnpike.
Oh yeah, it was ugly yesterday.
No, that's because some guy driving a truck did something on the turnpike and it was closed all day, which caused traffic was out of control yesterday. Some guy crashed his truck, it exploded, he died.
Oh wow.
When we saw the images, there were people playing football on the turnpike because they could not go anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I take the train in and out of the city, so I don't even get caught in traffic like that anymore.
Yeah, it was a mess.
Wow.
It was a mess.
Well, you know, sad to hear about that, and, you know, our thoughts and prayers are out to, you know, the families of anyone who may not have lost their lives, wow. That was interesting. Big shout out to Sister Sweet while I'm talking about it. Sister Sweet is in the chat room. It's always good to see Sister Sweet in the chat room. Big shout out to XCDL.com planning a big relaunch for their website. And as we all know, XCDL.com powers the Neo Soul Show. Without XCDL.com, Q and I would be doing some kind of brash talk radio show that had nothing to do with music.
Yeah, that's true.
I love your honesty. But just interesting week. Real interesting week, man. You know, I had a great time at church on Sunday. You know, I don't say that often enough.
You sure don't.
Yes, people, T. Mitch believes in something. I went to church and allowed hands to be laid on me and some prayer, and I needed it. You know, things have been looking up since then.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, real good, man. That didn't change the fact that I had to cuss some people out to share last name with me. But we trying to move forward, man. So in keeping with the music, big shout out to Jungle Lee's, last week's guest on the Neo Soul Show. Jungle Lee stayed up until, what time was it, Q? 4 a.m. in London?
It sure was.
4 a.m. First off, she called in from London,
which was crazy.
And then she stayed up till 4 a.m. her time, so we talked to her about her latest project. We played Can't You Feel Me as a part of the first 30 minutes of the show, which we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. She gave us two amazing drops, and she introduced everybody to what she calls cosmic love. Cosmic soul, I'm sorry.
That voice, though.
Yeah, right? Had a great, great time talking with her, and can look forward to, you know, catching up with her and speaking with her again in the future.
Yeah, she was cool, man.
Real good time talking to her. Now, what else did we get into this past week? Okay, let me slow down and make sure our producer, MJ, that's her shout out, is ready to post this tweet. Shout out to Lydia Renee.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Ghana and
mm-hmm.
everybody at a Dink Rock. We had an amazing time in Montclair, New Jersey, at a Dink Rouse. Lydia Renee is phenomenal live, and she sold, you know, just about all of her CDs out. She did some covers, she did some Sade, she did some Beyonce. She is absolutely amazing. And then Q, she gave us three CDs that we are able to give out to our listeners.
Really?
Yep, just gave them to us. Yeah, take three CDs. And then Ghana made a plate of food from out the kitchen and gave it to MJ as we was walking out the door.
Wait, say that again?
Ghana went in the kitchen, and made a plate of food, because she, you know, like one of her rooms she uses as a green room, it has a bathroom in there, and they get a home-cooked meal, everyone that is an artist at a Dinkra house. So she had leftover food. She made a plate as we were getting ready to leave and gave it to MJ.
Wow.
She asked where you were, and, you know, I made up a good excuse for you not being there.
Did you now?
Yeah, you know, always, I know the bro code. You just never there when I'm adhering to it. You always show up when I throw you under the bus.
You got to say something cool, like, well, he was busy tearing the mask off nature so he could stare at the face of God. Like, you got to say something that's just so deep it just blows him away. Like, oh, okay.
I want you to know that I was lying down to do the show, and I had to sit up for that. I had to get out of my position of comfort so that I could respond to the fact that you just said that you were tearing the face off of nature so that you could see the face of God. I love that the instrumental stopped right then, too, because I that is a serious, serious moment. You are a fool. I just don't know how to compete with you sometimes. I don't know how to do it. So I have a favor that I want to ask. But before we get into that, let everybody know, everybody that's listening, you are listening to The Right Show. This is the Neo Soul Show. And as Q-Man says, as he opens every show,
that's right.
It's Wednesday night. It's the greatest Neo Soul Show on the web. And we are the dynamic. I like that. I think we should get t-shirts. We are the dynamic duo soul gap.
I could deal with that.
I like that. Finally.
I could tonight, deal with that.
Tonight's guest is an amazing singer, songwriter, songstress, hailing from the Windy City of Chicago. For everybody that still doesn't know all of the big city's nicknames, the Windy City is Chicago. And she's so Chicago that she actually has a 312 area code.
Wow.
Because, you know, all these cities, we got all these different area codes now. You'd be in Jersey, it'd be 201-973. You'd be in Atlanta, 441-678.
Yeah.
We actually got a 312 Chicagoan.
Wow.
Who absolutely blew me away. And Q, you know, I'm not easily impressed by artists.
No, you're not.
I'm not. I'm really not. And when MJ sent me an email, I was like, you need to listen to the L. And I got through two bars of Drifted, which we're going to play tonight, from the L. And I immediately texted MJ back and was like, if you have not already booked her, you need to book her.
Wow.
And that doesn't normally happen. Normally I got to get through like a song and a half, and then I decide if it's tolerable enough for me to do any further research. So the L is already on the line. She's also in the chat room. If anybody that is listening, the chat room is open. MJ's in the chat room. Sister Sweet's in the chat room. The L is in the chat room. So if you have any questions for the L, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNeoSoulShow. And it's so simple. You can either log in with your Facebook, or you can just, in like 5 seconds, create a username so you can join the chat. Or you can call in. 347-237-5212 and talk to the L. And we're going to, Q and I just got a few more things we want to talk about. I want to run something by him real quick so we can do that. And then, yeah, you know, and I love doing it on air because it puts you in this position where you can't really say no. Somebody would love to talk about her experience at a Dinkra house. And we just wanted to make sure that was okay with you before we just allowed her to do that.
Well, as long as it's not our COO that said the last time she was on that she will never be on live on the show again. As long as it's not her, then I won't have any problems.
Did she say that?
Yeah, remember the last time she was on?
She said she would never be on air again?
Yeah, yeah. You can run it back. The clip is there.
I don't know. Did she really say that?
She sure did. She said, I'm never going to go on the show again. That's you guys' thing.
MJ, did you say that?
I don't believe I did. Hello to all of you beautiful listeners out there. Hi, Q.
How are you?
I don't believe I said that. I said that I won't be back on the show anytime soon.
They call me the elephant.
I understand that. But you guys told me I couldn't come back on the show.
Okay, I'm going to have to jump in there. I don't remember that part.
And I quote, I was advised that this was my last, that was my last time being on the show. Don't get comfortable.
And yet, here
we
are.
If you guys, it's, you know, it's okay. If all of our listeners don't believe me, you guys, please feel free to go to the Neo Soul Show's page on the Blog Talk Radio website and just click on my In Rotation playlist. You guys will be able to hear the whole conversation and everything.
Okay, so we didn't bring you on air so that you could plug yourself. You're supposed to be talking about a Dinker House.
I just wanted to clear the air, though. That's all. But back to the business at hand. Big, 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 big shout out to Adinkra House. Big shout out to Ghana. I just want to let you know that food was everything. In case you guys don't know, MJ is a big foodie. So because you were able to feed me, you will forever be in my heart. Big, big, huge shout out to Lydia Renee. If you guys have never seen her in concert, y'all better start tweeting her. Y'all better start sending her emails, sending her letters, letting her know that she needs to do another tour somewhere in your city very, very soon. Because her show, her performance live was just unbelievable. So big, big shout out to Lydia Renee. The Neo Soul Show loves you forever. Also, while at Adinkra House, I just want to let you know that Adinkra House was everything. Q, you've been there, but this was my first time coming, and I was absolutely stunned at everything, from the decor, from the quoting on the walls, just by everything. It just was so inviting. Any of our guests or any of you musicians, poets, even writers, if you guys are in the New Jersey area and you are looking somewhere to have your shows or book signings or anything of that nature, please, please, please get in contact with Ghana at Adinkra House. They will be more than happy to have you. I know that with the X3L.com having their relaunch, we are looking to do an open mic night at Adinkra House. So you guys just keep an ear open for that. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Just keep an eye open for that because that's coming to you soon.
Now, Q, she didn't mention this, but even though we do get on her a lot while we're on air, I need to let you know that Ghana pretty much, you've seen it. Ghana is the hostess with the mostest. She gets up there.
Yes, she is.
It's like she does her own little stand-up comedy act. She brings the guests on. MJ pulled Ghana to the side and had a one-on-one conversation, took a business card, and said, we have to get Q-Man here to do a book signing because he has two books. So while we talk all the mess we talk about, she did business for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. All right. I'm gonna let you guys have the show back because I'm pretty sure that our listeners are ready to get into some more music, especially with tonight's guest. Big shout out to the L. She actually started following me on Twitter, and I felt so happy. That was like one of the first few artists that started following me on Twitter. And you guys may know I wasn't that big on tweeting and Twitter, but I am now. And I just wanted to say big, 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 big shout out to the L. She is tonight's guest. She is in the chat room along with Sister Sweet, along with Q Man, along with myself. So if you listeners had any questions, anything, and you are in the chat room, feel free to ask those questions or even call in. I mean, the guys are more than willing to answer these questions, right?
No, don't just be putting us out there like that.
Don't be rude. But anyway, I'm out of here, guys. Enjoy your evening.
All right, see, that's why I asked first, and she got a habit of taking over.
Yeah. Did you notice the key word that she said? She said, let me give you guys the show back now.
Right, like she just moved in and just took over completely.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what it is. Going forward, I'm going to be screening this information to make sure that this stuff doesn't happen anymore.
See what I mean, man? You created a monster. Bones there.
Yeah. All right, well, before we move forward, as our producer stated, again, for anybody that wants to join us, blogtalkradio.com/TheNeoSoulShow. The very first thing that will pop up is tonight's show, and we are live. And you can join the chat once you click into the appropriate show, or you can call in 347-237-5212 and then press the number 1 to let us know that you want to be on air, and MJ will speak with you and screen you before you come on, because we don't know, the L may have fanatic fans and we just want to make sure that we get the right people on, ask the right questions, because that's what we do here. We ask the right questions, we get down to the nitty gritty. So I don't know, Q, if you got anything else you want to say? Anything in regards to our producer or tonight's show or last week?
Why are you always going to put me on the spot, man?
Because, man, I can't go forward until you're ready to go forward.
I'm... Well, I appreciate that, I guess, to an extent. No, let's do it, man.
All right, so now that the man in charge, though he likes to act like he's not, has given us permission, we are going to move forward with the rest of the show. So without further ado, we are going to get into two songs from tonight's guest, the L. The first being Drifted, and then we're going to get into Time and Spaces, again from the L. Sha City Stand Up, Neil Soul Show. We'll be right back.
This is the L, and you are listening to the Neo Soul Show, powered by X to the L.
Desire to have you by my side. ticking, world is spinning a little slow. I gotta meet you, I gotta see all of the places we could go. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, so I just hold on a little longer.
All right. Two songs from tonight's guest, as always. Q, how are you feeling that?
That was really smooth.
Hey, really, really smooth. I'm not gonna give thanks to anybody. She had enough time on the first hour of the show. We're not gonna do that. So, great music. Again, to anybody that is listening, and shout out to everybody that's listening, whether you're listening on your cell phone, your desktop. And for all these young people that keep saying to me, what do you mean when you say listening to you from your desktop? That is the actual PC computer. You know, before laptops and tablets, that was your desktop. So for everyone that's listening there, your cell phone, if you're in the chat room, wherever you are, we greatly appreciate it and we thank you. And I'm sure the L thanks you for listening tonight. So without further ado, again, tonight's guest hails from the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois. I've done a little research, and she has been compared to the likes of Erykah Badu, Ashanti, Q-Man's absolute favorite, Jill Scott, and T. Mitch's baby mama, Tedra Moses. Y'all just don't know. No question. I'm not going to say that. Much more than a sweet-sounding songstress, the L is an artist dedicated to distinctive and thought-provoking lyricism in music that is honest, soulful, and authentic. Three things that we are going to enjoy talking with her about tonight, and we're going to get to the bottom of this 5 a.m. thing, because I don't know why people stay up. My mom used Zayna to open that late, but legs and five anyway. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, live now on the Neo Soul Show, it is my pleasure, the Q-Man and MJ, we bring to you the L.
Hello.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you guys?
We're okay.
We are fools, as you can tell.
Yeah.
How's everything going with you? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm chilling. Relaxing, listening to all the good music you guys are playing.
Okay. Well, we are excited to talk to you. And it's ironic because my mom got back from Chicago yesterday and bought me all this great popcorn. So apparently you guys are known, from Chicago. Apparently you guys have this famous popcorn down there.
We do, but I do have to say that I'm not actually from Chicago.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so, like, I've been living here for 3 years, but I was born and raised actually in Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, can I blame MJ for that, T-Mitch?
I was actually going to take the hit for that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to be down here and have people thinking I'm fronting on my, you know, where I'm actually from, so.
Okay, so.
I'm from Minnesota. All right, that's not bad.
All right.
We don't want you to feel like you just put a damper on the evening. Everything is good. Now, one of our favorite Neo Soul singers also hails from that area. She's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, right next door. So we got love for everybody. That was a mishap on my part, and I'm already sending a text message to the producer. No worries.
It's okay. I mean, I've been here for a while, so I guess it kind of feels like I'm a Chicagoan a little bit.
Okay. So you into any sports?
You know, I don't like sports.
Ooh.
At all. Like, I respect them. I do. But, like, I just don't understand what's entertaining about them.
Wow. For all you guys listening, even though she said that, she is a very beautiful woman and sings fantastically. Okay, I need to throw that out there for the guys listening.
You gotta give it this. Gotta give a disclaimer, right?
Yeah.
Well, T. Mitch is gonna ask you some questions.
Okay.
On occasion, he has been known to go a little too far. So,
all right.
You being a what would that be? Minnesotian? What would we call it?
Minnesotan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Boy, that's hard to say. People with a lisp, they must be tortured trying to say that. So, for you, then, if he goes a little too far,
I got
you
it.
Just
wait,
say,
I got it. Minnetonka should be the safe word tonight.
I was gonna say Vikings, but okay.
I want to go with Minnetonka. That's the
okay,
safe
so
word.
If he goes
tonight.
Too far.
From Purple Rain, is that how you know what Minnetonka is? Because no one knows anything about Minnesota other than what was in Purple Rain.
In the words of the greatest light-skinned singer to ever walk the earth, we have no problem taking a dip in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Of course.
So that is the safe word for tonight if I happen to go too far with some of the questions.
Okay.
All right, so we good, Q? All right.
You're good to go,
now.
Man. Let's go for it.
So, again, everybody, L is in the chat room. So, if you're in the chat room, you have any questions there, you can ask questions there. We'll ask them on air. Just let us know. But the first question is never really a question. It's kind of the jab. I'm sorry, you don't do sports. The first question is never really a question. Just do us a favor. Tell our listeners and anybody else that may still not be aware who you are, exactly who the L is.
Well, I am a singer-songwriter. I've been working on music for about 4 years. As I mentioned, I'm from Minnesota. Yes, there are black people that live there. but yeah, I mean, I guess for me, like, I really love the writing process. I always feel like I'm a writer first, musician second. Yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Okay. So, well, I know what one of the questions is that you're going to be asked. So, as a intro to that question, how long have you been singing? Or when did you know that singing was your passion and what you wanted to do in life?
It's funny because when I was a little girl, I always wanted to be a singer. Like, I wanted to be like Mariah Carey. I just loved her. And then, you know, like, I did choir and stuff like that in middle school, high school. But then I kind of just drifted away from it, no pun intended. and then I got reintroduced to, like, actually trying to be a musician / singer, like, 4 years ago.
Okay. So it's still kind of fresh, all right.
Yeah.
And there you go, Q. That's your setup.
So, tell us, you have a very unique sound. Tell us your musical influences growing up.
Well, I'm a 90s kid, so we grew up listening to the music that was contemporary at that time, mostly like 90s R&B. So there was a lot of Mary J. Blige and Missy Elliott. And then my mom was a big Tupac fan, like a huge Tupac fanatic. So we listened to him a lot. That was really the only hip hop we ever played in the house. But mostly like 90s R&B music is what I grew up listening to. We didn't really listen to like a lot of throwbacks or dusties or anything. I got into that a little bit later.
Hmm.
Okay. So then before we get into your music and 5 a.m. because you're a 90s baby, and Q and I have said on the show numerous times that the 90s is probably the last time we actually got a legit R&B song.
Yeah.
I would love to hear your opinion on the current state of R&B music.
I think that good music has never not been around. I think that the support for good music is what has people thinking that it doesn't exist. But I'm the type of person, I will listen to anybody's music. Like, I don't care how many people know you or whatever. Like, and if your music is dope, like, I'm just really going to love it. So I'm always discovering, you know, new artists that make the sound that I think people wish they heard on the radio. But, you know, you have to kind of dig to find it.
Okay. Like that one. I'm already geared up. I got my next question in line. Okay, so let's get right on to it. I heard you laughed a little bit when I said it as a part of your introduction. What was the thought process, or what were your intentions when you went into the studio and said, I'm going to record this album and name it 5 a.m.?
Well, 5 a.m. wasn't like a concept. Like, I didn't have the concept of 5 a.m. in mind when I was writing all of those songs. Like, all of the songs were just kind of me just trying it out, practicing, figuring out my sound, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I chose to do an EP because I needed to release something. I had been performing for like a year at the time and had no project out, you know, and a lot of people, where can we hear your music? So I'm like, okay, let me record some songs. I picked 5 just because I thought 5 was like a good number, but then I also really love what 5 represents in numerology. It's like the most energetic and dynamic number. It's very independent. It's always in motion. And I just felt like it really represented me. And then AM, I threw that in because 5 AM, like that's dawn. That's when the sun is coming up. That's the beginning. That's, you know, the start of things. And like the project to me represented the start of my musical journey.
You better go with your lyrical self over there putting words together. I am in agreement with your subject-verb agreement. That was amazingly done. Now, wow, that was good. I like that. I really did. I really enjoyed that explanation of the 5 a.m., and it completely went against what I said earlier about Lexus. I'm really happy about that.
Wow.
Really, I'm completely against that. Okay, so now that, so it's not a concept album and people enjoyed the music and you said you were looking and finding your voice, what would you say now if someone was to ask you, you know, what is the L's voice? How would you answer that?
You know, I'm still figuring it out. I haven't started, like, working on a new project. I thought I was going to, but I'm really kind of just taking my time and still trying to figure out, like, one, my sound, how I want to be represented, and, like, the things that I would like to convey and, like, people to know about me. So mm-hmm. I know I really wouldn't have a clear answer for that right now.
Okay. So we're still looking for the sound. That's fine.
Still, yeah.
Cool. So being a singer and a songwriter, which one would you say, and Q and I both are writers in our own right, so this is going to be a fun question. Which one would you say is more fulfilling, being the singer or being the songwriter?
Definitely being the songwriter. Yeah. Just because I express myself through words. Like, I feel like a lot of singers can express themselves vocally very well, just how they use their voices and stuff like that, but like my expression is in what I'm saying.
You like that, Kier?
Yes.
That wasn't even planned. That wasn't, we didn't talk before the show. Like, that was a legit question. I didn't know which way she was gonna go on that one. All right, Q, come on, jump on in there, man. It made me feel like it's just me and L on the phone.
You're the man with this stuff, man.
Okay, so here's a question Q would normally ask you.
Okay.
Because he's just mesmerized over there. He's still trying to figure out how you're in Chicago when you're not a sports fan. But we're gonna come back to that. So I'm gonna ask one of his questions, and I'm gonna leave the other one because I'm learning which one he likes. And actually, this is great. Since you currently reside in Chicago, I'm gonna ask this question. If you had an opportunity to perform for the President of the United States and the First Lady, Mr. Barack and Michelle Obama, with Barack being the former senator in Chicago, what song of yours would you perform?
I probably would perform Drifted because that's one song for me that, like, everyone seems to enjoy whenever I perform it. And even though it's not my favorite song of mine, I know that, like, people like it. So.
Which one is your favorite?
I would say this acoustic song I wrote called Back to You. I just think that's one of my most well-written songs lyrically.
So why didn't we get that?
No, maybe because it's like, it's just very stripped down acoustic. It's really, really personal. Not everyone likes to hear about deep feelings all the time. Sometimes you gotta lighten it up, you know?
Wow. All right. I'm saving the other one, too. You do get to, you know, ask some questions during the interview. So,
I'm enjoying this too much.
Now that it's out there, we need to know, how in the world have you managed to live in a sports kind of mecca like Chicago with Michael Jordan statues all over the place? Everybody wants to know Derrick Rose's knee situation. And the Chicago Blackhawks just went in the Stanley Cup. How are you not a sports fan?
This is the question I need answered.
I'm just not. It's funny because when they had the parade a couple weeks ago, I had to be downtown because I was taking a train somewhere. And their hockey fans can be so obnoxious. Like, I'm like, oh my God, get me out of here, Lord. But I don't know. I haven't been to any sporting events since I've lived here. I'm just an art geek, and I like staying in the house, and I'm kind of boring, so maybe that's why. A little bit. I think I'm boring, but my friends would probably tell you that I'm nervous. So.
So is it that you're not into sports, or you just haven't been to a sport outing?
No, I've been to a sport outing. I don't know. I don't watch sports and be like, oh my God, this is so good. Like, I'm like that with, like, documentaries or something geeky, but I don't know. I'm just not into it.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, Q. Well, we know who we're not sending the fantasy football invite to.
The Bears are down there too, T-Mitch.
Yeah, the Bears, I mean, they even got a soccer team. Like, every city can't say that they have a major sport franchise in every major sport. The Cubs, the White Sox.
I'll go to a sporting event just for you guys and send you pictures.
We are on Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram. Mm. We want to see this picture to believe it.
You believe and I don't know it. What I'm any of those things are.
From the text messages that I'm getting and these comments I'm getting on Facebook, your male fan base needs you to go to a sporting event.
You know, I've actually been fortunate enough to, like, not have dated guys that have really cared about my lack of interest in sports. So,
what?
I mean,
wait, are they also from Minnesota?
No.
I was about to say, because no offense, if I was from Minnesota, I probably wouldn't care about sports either.
Oh, there's some diehard sports fans in Minnesota. Like, Minnesotans go up for the Vikings. They go up for the Timberwolves. I don't know why, but they do.
Me neither. Me neither.
Hometown love, man.
No. Born and raised in New Jersey. Never wore a jersey, a hat. I'm not a Brooklyn Nets fan. I can't stand the Jets nor the Giants.
Me neither.
You only hear that hometown stuff. Home is where you make it. But I'm glad we talked about that and got that out. Y'all can stop texting me now. She said that she'll try to go. That's what she said she's going to do. Stop asking me. So back to the music. I love asking this question. It's a favorite question of mine. Describe for us or tell us what an L performance consists of.
Mm-hmm. It depends on, I guess, the type of crowd that I know I would be performing for. But for the most part, I would say that it's very chill, good vibes, good energy type of thing. I definitely wouldn't say that I'm like a show woman. Like, you're definitely not about to be bust out no choreography ever. But I like to be able to like connect with the crowd and stuff like that.
Okay. Good save. Good save. Q and I have been
honest about who I am.
And that's as you should be. You don't want to mislead anyone, because Q and I have, we've interviewed some people who told us, like, you know, I get on stage, I tell jokes, I do a little strip tease, and then we went to the show and got none of that. We were a little upset, on top of the fact that we also had a $60 bill for food. We were a little upset about that. So, you know, I asked that question because we, you know, we just want to know, you know, we want the truth. And it's okay to not do choreography while you're standing on stage. We came for the music, not to see you twerk.
Right.
We appreciate that. When's the next time people can see you perform? Where are you going to be at?
I have a show this weekend in Chicago at Refuge Live. That's the name of the venue, at 7. And then I have a show next Friday, the 14th. So August 8th and August 14th, I have two free shows. One's at Refuge on the 8th, and the other one is at Transistor, which is a record store, on August 14th.
How'd everything go at Under the Lake?
Everything going under the lake?
You had a performance Monday, Under the Lake?
Oh, that's the one that's on Saturday.
Okay, got moved to Saturday. See, I did a little research. I was ready for the interview.
Okay. Good.
I was ready. So, Q, you going to ask that question, or do I need to ask it for you?
Which question?
Okay, so L, that means he's enjoying our banter. I'm going to ask the question for him. So,
okay. If
you could perform at any venue, anywhere in the world, and sell it out, what venue would you choose?
Oh, that's really hard. It definitely wouldn't be Madison Square Garden. I know that.
Oh,
wow.
That's scary. I don't really have, like, a venue preference. I feel like I would like to be able to form it at like a really big festival more than like a specific venue, I guess.
So like Coachella, that would be on the to-do list?
Coachella would be dope. Made in America would be dope. Afropunk would be dope.
I like that. That is the first time, Q, correct me if I'm wrong, that is the first time that we've had a guest say that they would prefer the concert to the venue.
Yep.
And that's a good thing. We like different. We like unique. We like honest. Just because the question asked for a venue does not mean that that's what your answer needs to be. Look at you being groundbreaking on the Neo Soul Show.
Oh my God.
All right, Q. That was actually my last question because I scratched off 6 questions because you're not a sports fan. So I'm good.
You have survived an interview with us. You see, when T. Mitch is really vibing and he's in the groove, I just let him go. I sit down, I pop open some crackers, and I just let him do his thing. This was one of those rare nights, you know, where he was on to the point where I said, you know what, I took my socks off and put my feet up. It was over. Just let him have it at that point. So
it's not often, like I said when we opened the show, it's not often that like, cause I dig for music the same way you do, and doesn't make a difference how many followers or, you know, this show wouldn't have the momentum that it has if we cared about what your following was. We listen to the music, we listen to the lyrics, we listen to everything, the whole body of work, and it's just not often that whether it's MJ, myself, or Q, that we find someone that we enjoy so much. So, yeah, I was a little extra geared up for the interview. A little bit.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah. Then I saw your profile picture on Twitter, and I got even more excited. So.
Oh, my God. No chill, huh?
Not at all. None in New Jersey. but no, seriously, like we appreciate you spending some time with us. You know, we have the music now. We'll keep the music in rotation, and you know, you got a new family here.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys reaching out to me, and it was a pleasure talking with you guys.
All right. Well, we will talk to you soon. And enjoy your evening and all that other good stuff. And let us know when you catch a game.
I will. Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a good night. Food.
Bye.
So that was the L, ladies and gentlemen.
You see, T. Mitch, like, it's like we're on the same basketball team and you start hitting a couple of jumpers. I'm just going to keep feeding you the ball.
Feed me. I get it, man. I understand. And I felt like I was in the zone there. When she came on laughing with that legs and thighs joke, I was in the zone. You know just as well as I do, when the first joke goes over well, the rest of the set is, I'm killing you now. You laughed at the first one.
Hilarious, man.
Oh, so while we keep everything moving before the chat empties, let's get everybody a little QT with the Q, man.
There was another movie theater shooting today, in case anyone doesn't know. This time, somewhere, one of those Midwestern states, I forget which one, and, you know, the shooter had a gun and a hatchet.
Wow.
And went into Mad Max cutting up. And eventually the cops killed the guy.
Hmm.
This is making me not want to go to movies anymore. And it's making, it's just the way the world is becoming with these things that you can't feel comfortable taking your family to the movies anymore. We are more and more beginning to get that feel like some of the other countries that we pride ourselves on not being like. And the funny thing is, it's not those people that we don't want to be like because we complain about. It's our own people that are doing these terroristic things. Because going into a movie theater and killing people is terroristic, believe it or not. So, hopefully we get it together, but it appears that we are going down a hill and gaining a lot of momentum as if we are not going to stop. I hope I'm wrong. That's all I got, T. Mitch.
All right, and speaking of movie premieres, I hope you all get it together in time for August 14th. I need everyone under the sound of my voice to go out and support a biopic that because I didn't run out and see Notorious. I don't plan to run out and go see any other biopic. I didn't go see the James Brown one. Please go see Straight Outta Compton so that y'all can have the right mindset and the right idea about what these men did. There's a lot of music today you would not have. There would not be a place or a genre for it without that. Believe you me, we know there's no Jay-Z without an Ice Cube or an Eazy-E. You don't get Game. You don't get any of that. With the exception of maybe Ice-T, you don't get a lot of these rappers that you think are legends today. Go watch the movie.
I completely agree.
Oh, yes. And also, before we go, one last thing. Lydia Renee. One last big shout-out to Lydia Renee. Anybody that's listening to y'all catching the trailers for The Perfect Guy with Michael Ealy and Morris Chestnut and Sanaa Lathan, that is Lydia Renee singing on the trailer. She is on the soundtrack for The Perfect Guy. So, we're going to get her back on the show as soon as we can so we can talk with her about that. Just another alumnus of the Neo Soul Show doing big, 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 big things. So big shout out to Lydia Renee.
Sounds good, man.
Yes, I'm good, man. I'm out of here.
Hey, for T. Mitch and myself, another fantastic night. We will be back next week when we will try to do better. Until then, check out xcitydl.com. And have a good week. Enjoy the sun. And we'll talk to you soon.
I will see you all on the 19th. Good night, everybody.